Welcome to the Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Alex. I went from being a cop to an eight-figure entrepreneur that helps average people like you and me make money every single day. I created this podcast to help you get motivated and to crush your goals. Let's win together. Remember, I have your six. Get ready to level up right now. Let's talk about confidence here. Confidence is more than just feeling good about yourself. It's about the foundation that affects how you are perceived and how effectively you can lead, influence, and connect with others. It's actually about showing the world that they can trust you in your own abilities and value. So, let's start with your workplace. When you show confidence, people take notice. Women love it, men love it, your clients love it, and guess what? Your employees love it. It's not about being arrogant. It's about being secure in your skills and decisions. This security allows you to command respect and can make you the go-to person in your field, enhancing your professional authority. This is something that I always preach to my employees. I always preach this to my spouse. I always preach this to my family. I always say, you act like you are the authority in your niche or industry. You are the go-to person. You are the expert. If you're in sales, you do not come off timid. Being timid can kill your deals. People want to buy from confident sales consultants. People want to buy from confident leaders. First, it's about preparing yourself. You gotta know your stuff. The more you understand your business, your role, and the details of your projects, the more naturally confident you will become. Self-education is key. You have to keep learning and staying informed. Another crucial aspect is communication. Speak clearly and be assertive. Don't be afraid to be assertive. This doesn't mean you have to dominate conversations, but contribute actual value. Know what you are talking about. Practice active listening and respond thoughtfully. Good communication not only displays confidence, but also builds it as you reinforce your knowledge and values. Now that we cleared about business and we talked about that, guys, let's talk about shifting to your personal relationships. Confidence allows you to set and maintain healthy boundaries, which is essential for mutual respect. It also helps you express your thoughts and needs more clearly, reducing misunderstandings and deepening connections. At the end of the day, I have been in several relationships in my life. And now that I'm at the point in my life where I'm thinking about kids, I'm thinking about marriage, one common factor that I have seen is that women love a man that leads. So fellas, listen up. Lead the relationship. But you want to lead with respect. You want to lead by actually showing you can actually lead the relationship with effective communication. That is the main needle mover when it comes to personal relationships. I have seen and I have been a part of some toxic relationships because we weren't effectively communicating what we wanted from the relationship, guys. So if you are able to master communication and build your authority as the leader, guys, you will have a relationship that adds massive value to your life. Confidence in personal relationships also means being comfortable with who you are, which encourages being authentic. Being authentic is magnetic. It attracts people who appreciate the real you and dissuades those who don't align with your genuine self. In life, confidence helps you face challenges with a steadier hand and a clearer mind. It encourages you to take necessary risks like starting a new business or changing careers because you trust in your capacity to navigate through those challenges. Building this kind of confidence doesn't happen overnight, guys. Trust me, it took me more than a decade to build this level of confidence. It requires reflection of yourself, understanding your strengths and weaknesses, and accepting them. It also involves stepping out of your comfort zone regularly. Each challenge you face and navigate successfully builds more confidence. Trust me, every single business that I have built in the past 6 years, I have stepped down from CEO, Chief Executive Officer, to CMO, Chief Marketing Officer. Why? Because I know my strengths is more visionary. I'm more of a marketing guy. At the end of the day, guys, I'm horrible with logistics and fulfillment. I hire people that are smarter than me to go ahead and handle that part of the business. Most entrepreneurs that fail in business do not see this. They don't see or can determine their strengths and weaknesses, but they need to have that self-reflection and say, you know what? I am good in this category. I'm going to go ahead and delegate what I'm weak at. Remember, confidence is also about resilience. It's about how quickly you rebound from setbacks. Don't be discouraged by failure. View each setback as a learning opportunity, not a defeat. This mindset not only boosts your confidence, but also solidifies your authority as someone who perseveres and evolves. Guys, even when I was in law enforcement, I wasn't the best of the best in my academy. I was right smack in the middle. I wasn't the worst. I wasn't the best. But once I graduated from police academy, that's where I really showed my authority. That's where I really showed my skill set that I could be the best. And within the 2 to 3 years, I went from being a patrol officer to an award-winning detective, guys, that was highly respected in my department of 800 officers. And trust me, I'm no one special. I just put in the work. So I encourage you to cultivate your confidence. Start out small, celebrate your successes, learn from your failures, and gradually expand your comfort zone. The more confident you become, the more authoritative and influential you'll be across all areas of your life, personal and business. It's time to level up. Thanks for listening up to the Level Up Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share it with a family, friend, and everyone you know who's ready to level up. Leave a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you tune in. It really helps spreading the word. And don't forget to check out officialpaulalex.com for more episodes and resources to kickstart your journey. Let's level up together.